It's Tuesday, October 11th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The Uber court ruling security pros need to know about. How tough is it for security leaders and the opportunity in business process? This is the Business of Tech. Joe Sullivan, a former Uber security chief, was found guilty on Wednesday by a jury in federal court on charges that he did not disclose a breach of customer and driver records to government regulators. In 2016, while the Federal Trade Commission was investigating Uber over an earlier breach of its online systems, Mr. Sullivan learned of a new breach that affected the Uber accounts of more than 57 million riders and drivers. The jury found Mr. Sullivan guilty on one count of obstructing the FTC's investigation and one count of misprision, or acting to conceal a felony from authorities. That, quoting the New York Times. Let's also quote the Washington Post. Even without Sullivan's job history, the trial would have been closely watched as the first major criminal case brought against a corporate executive over a breach by outsiders. It'd also be one of the last. In the 5 years since Sullivan was fired, payoffs to extortionists, including those who steal sensitive data, have become so routine that some security firms and insurance companies specialize in handling the transactions. Quote, this case will certainly make executives, incident responders, and anybody else connected with deciding whether to pay or disclose ransom payments think a little bit harder about their legal obligations. And that's not bad, said Brett Callow, who researches ransomware at security firm MSSoft. Most security professionals had been anticipating Sullivan's acquittal, noting that he had kept the CEO and others who were not charged informed of what was happening. Quote, personal liability for corporate decisions with executive stakeholder input is a new territory that's somewhat uncharted for security executives, said Dave Shackelford, owner of Voodoo Security. I fear it will lead to a lack of interest in our field and increased skepticism about InfoSec overall. John Johnson, a virtual chief information security officer for multiple companies, agreed. Quote, your company leadership could make choices that can have very personal repercussions to you and your lifestyle, he said. Not saying everything Joe did was right or perfect, but we can't bury our head and say it will never happen to us. Why do we care? The first time a company executive faced criminal prosecution over a hack, and note, paying the ransom was the issue. Sullivan is facing up to 8 years in prison over this. If you're playing virtual CISO for your companies and customers, note that quote, other people's choices can lead to personal ramifications for you in that role. This CISO, after keeping the other executives informed, was held personally liable despite buy-in from the rest of the leadership team. Your virtual CISO job bears that same risk. This case will shake up the norms around breaches, and it's a big deal. Anyone offering security services better get their lawyer on the phone. So let's couple that with the reality of cybersecurity. Leaders are having a tough time keeping companies secure. According to Foundry's 2022 Security Priorities Study, which surveyed nearly 900 security leaders worldwide, 90% think their organization is not doing enough to address cybersecurity risks. Regarding keeping up with security threats when faced with those shortages, 45% of IT executives rely on existing staff to take on more responsibilities. In comparison, 45% use automation technology and 42% outsource their security functions. Why do we care? This is particularly scary in the context of the previous story. Security leaders know their organizations aren't getting enough resources and may now be personally liable for the risks. Tell me again why anyone wants the CISO job? Sure, there's opportunity here. There's also just a lot of risk, too. Some organizations are losing up to $1.3 million a year due to inefficient tasks weighing employees down, according to a report by Formstack and Mantis Research, which surveyed 2,000 workers. While automation might seem the obvious answer, not all businesses are open to change. In organizations with primarily manual, paper-based workflows, 3 in 5 respondents said their biggest struggle with implementing automation was a desire to stick to the status quo, according to the report. This from CIO Dive. And in another article from them, more companies are adopting process intelligence technologies to rationalize everyday business operations, according to an HFS survey of more than 400 senior IT and business executives commissioned by global professional services firm Genpact. Nearly 1/4 of respondents said their companies plan double-digit growth in process intelligence spending over the next 12 to 18 months. Now, couple that with Qualtrics XM's data saying 60% of IT leaders said improving operational efficiency in their IT organization is a critical area of focus. Only 39% said customer growth and retention are critical focus areas, and 43% said driving innovation is key. IT leaders also see improving data management as a critical area of focus. Half of respondents cited improving data quality and management as a critical area of focus. It's a top 3 area of focus for IT leaders in Brazil, France, Germany, the UK, and the US. Why do we care? I often quip that boring things are super profitable. Invoicing and payment processing doesn't sound sexy. Big area to think about. There's a theme. Helping organizations with their processes via technology investments is still a wide open field of possibilities. I bet you think working with Cisco is hard. They're big and have so much going on, and you're smaller. That's why there's Cisco Partner Journeys, an innovative new digital experience designed to accelerate your engagement with Cisco. Each unique journey leads you to the best tools, services, programs, and portfolio offerings to help you accelerate sales, build a practice, and enhance profitability. Whether you are new to Cisco or a longtime partner, Cisco has the right journey for you. Interested? Visit CiscoPartnerJourneys.com to find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Spread Joy Day and National Sausage Pizza Day. So let's spread some joy with a sausage pizza. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.